This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
And a big shout out to one of our special podcast partners, Dext.com. They wear Receipt Bank. They've been through a great rebound. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, Martin, isn't there, at Dext?
You know what, Rob? I always speak to accounting firms about having a strong, clearly articulated value proposition really early on in their messaging. You know, as soon as you see that firm, it tells you something. When I go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, it says right in front of me, we make accountants and bookkeepers and the businesses you advise more productive, profitable, and powerful with better data and insights. Those three alliterative P's there, productive, profitable, and powerful. What a great, clear value proposition. So, as accounting practitioners listening to this, if you're looking to make your firm more productive, profitable, and powerful, not just for you, but for the businesses you advise, go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, and start a free trial or book a demo.
Love that. Dext gives you more time and better data to advise on your clients' businesses, so your accountants get over to Dext.com. Thank you.
You know, it's always time for the news. And here's one that I am really keen to share with you guys. It comes from Accountancy Age. It was published just a week or so ago from the time of recording here. And its headline is, Still Work to be Done. Doesn't that sum up the accounting profession? But still work to be done in this case on diversity in accountancy, industry leaders say. Well, given that accountancy is a profession, I wonder what industries they're referring to. But I'm just going to sort of quote the first three paragraphs of this news item to you because they're short paragraphs and it's the third one that really has the main sting to it. The accounting industry, again, what industry? It's a profession. Must work harder to reduce inequality and create more opportunities for people from minority and lower socioeconomic groups according to market participants. Again, you wonder who market participants are. But we reported, I think, three or four episodes ago, maybe a wee bit longer, about initiatives being taken to do exactly this, to open up the opportunities to enter careers in accounting from as many diverse ranges as possible. So it's interesting that just a couple of weeks on from that, we'll say, still work to be done. I'll give them a chance. We know there is still work to be done, this is the report again, on inclusion and diversity. The existence of pay gaps, primarily driven by the lack of fair representation at senior levels, shows us this. Said Sarah Churchman. Sarah Churchman is the Chief Inclusion, Communities and Wellbeing Officer at PwC UK. It's her next quote that's the main one. It's important to take a long-term view of the pipeline of future employees and leaders to ensure the future workforce is representative and diverse. So I have no holes to pick in that sentence whatsoever. I have simply to highlight its main point. It's important to take a long-term view of the pipeline of future employees. I was delighted when I read that because, first of all, it's absolutely true. But second of all, for so many years in my consulting career, I was encouraging you, the practitioner, to always have a pipeline of prospects. And to that end, toured the world with keynotes that showed you exactly how to do that and where the money was coming from. And then about 2017-ish, something like that, I had the opportunity to develop the exact same methodology, but for talent, pipeline for employees, team members, where the sources were, how you would evaluate them, how you would stay in control of the process of making sure they joined your firm and not somebody else's. And it's lovely now to read, even though Sarah Churchman here is talking about the profession at large, to read about the idea of a pipeline of future employees, because from your point of view, you know, most of our listeners are not PwC UK or anything like unto it, and therefore we have to say, well, what's applicable for us in this? What's applicable for our listeners is that idea that you would control your future fees and your future team by having a pipeline of both, where you would establish a pipeline of future employees because you would have contacts, because you had relationships with local education institutions, because you were in regular dialogue with your existing team about people they may know. All of the ways in which you might attract quality into your firm should be taken very seriously. I mean, diversity for me is a secondary issue in as much as it's a meritocracy. If you're good enough, it doesn't really matter who you are or where you're from. Let's give you the opportunity. Let's give you the opportunity to excel. If you can show ambition, if you can show desire to grow, if you can show technical competence, let's get you in. It doesn't matter where you're from, as long as everybody gets the chance to go for that. So while this news item is ultimately about diversity, we reported on that in the podcast quite recently. Diversity, we've already established, is a necessity, so we don't need to re-establish that. What I want to establish here as the takeaway for our listeners is the long-term view of a pipeline of future employees and leaders. Do you know where your team is coming from? I used to ask you, do you know where your fees are coming from beyond the recurring fees, your new fees? Well, now I'm asking you, do you know where your future employees are coming from? Because if you don't, then how does that give you competitive advantage? And that's the news.
This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
Hey Rob, quick history lesson for you. Did you know that the first tax records were found etched on ancient clay tablets?
Yeah, I've not realised how old you are, Martin, and clay tablets are great though, but they're not exactly compatible with the latest digital tax innovations like making tax digital, are they?
No, they're not. People weren't thinking future-proofing back then. But for our listeners, you know, if they're moving clients from similar old-school methods to digital records, there is a famously friendly accounting software solution for the UK's smallest businesses.
It's funny you should mention that. I was a judge at the recent Digital Accountancy Forum Awards, and that was a collection, Martin, of the great and the good in the accounting world, all the top networks, associations, alliances, some of the biggest vendors there. They were big on awards as well, and it just made me think Free Agent is who you're talking about, isn't it? And they've won a lot of awards for their integrations and platforms about being really easy to use. Clients can use it on mobile or tablet.
And not just the clay kind. Rob, where do accountants and bookkeepers go who really want to accelerate their clients' journey to the cloud? What would you recommend they do?
I'd recommend they go and get a free trial at freeagent.com/tablet, because once you get into this, you experience it, you see how easy it is to use, you'll probably be a client for life.